Education matters. Secondary schools in Teso sub-region have been urged to take proactive steps in safeguarding their innovative projects and ideas developed through the new competency-based curriculum by leveraging their intellectual property rights. Charles Ladeko Gwang, a leader in the secondary science and mathematics teachers program, SESAMAT, remarked that a significant challenge faced in Africa is the lack of ownership when it comes to new products. This discussion formed part of a five-day training organized by SESAMAT at Teso College Aloyati in Soroti City, attracting about 500 science and mathematics educators alongside 60 humanities teachers. The training, which ended Monday, was themed Understanding and Harnessing the Learning Environment for Competency-Based Education. Regional SESAMAT trainer Patrick Okello emphasized the importance of securing ownership of school projects and innovations. He encouraged schools to register their work with the Uganda Registration Services Bureau, URSB, to obtain copyright protection, thus preventing others from exploiting their ideas. He pointed out that safeguarding innovations not only fosters creativity but also stimulates economic growth and can serve as collateral for securing funding.
As a teacher, you might become so creative and come up with a book. You have not owned that book because you don't have a copyright. Register with the URSB so that you get a copyright that can protect your book. You make ownership of that book. You can make ownership of the projects and innovations that we're doing in our own schools. How can we protect them so that other people don't steal our ideas? A case in point is the Kombodi College. We've been watching on sometimes the things are displayed on YouTube. So if you are that person who is innovative, protect your innovation. Otherwise, another person who is more intelligent than you can steal your innovation and own it before you own your own. As you do this, it promotes your creativity. When this spurs economic growth.
The training allowed educators to utilize low-cost local materials to create products such as a cobwebbe remover, depth wheel, the wood ash organic wood preservative, deep irrigation systems and plastic pavers, bio-fertilizers and a simple water purifier. It was aimed to clarify roles of both teachers and learners within the educational process while promoting project-based learning to develop training and teaching skills effectively and efficiently. John Robert Olupot, SESAMAT coordinator, Teso sub-region, highlighted that the training initiative stemmed from a survey revealing a significant lack of engagement in activity-based learning among